Well, we have contacted Mark Herko from DeSharon Hospital. Over the course of the day on Monday morning, we received a couple of telephone calls here. Now, they weren't identified calls. We didn't know who they were, but they both said the same thing, and so I immediately called Sharon Hospital and New Vance Health, and Mark got right back to me. Mark, thank you very much for getting back to me so quickly.
Sure. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. All right. So the calls I received were that, did we know that Sharon Hospital was ending its ICU service or its emergency service? So I put the question out to you, Mark, because, like I said, I wanted you guys to know that people were talking about it. What is the story there?
Sure. I mean, it's been an open secret since we actually purchased the hospital that we're looking at how to renovate an aging footprint of an aging facility, and how do we maximize the quality care that we're giving to the community based upon the severity of the type of patient we receive and the level of care and staffing that we have available. So by putting all that in, we've been looking at all kinds of contingencies, from consolidating ICUs throughout the system, through opening up new units, through even renovating our current ICU and even ED, et cetera. And one of the contingencies we've been looking at, and which is what I announced at our medical executive meeting over a month ago, was that, you know, we've been looking at, because people have seen our IT group come through our hospital, we've been looking at the possibility of putting monitors on our med-surg unit and relocating, not closing, relocating our ICU-level type patients to the med-surg unit, where we would have synergies of the staffing, the ability to flex up and down, and have everybody located on that one unit, since that was the unit that we used as our COVID unit. We actually have capacity to actually utilize those higher type of acuity beds in our med-surg unit, and by over time increasing some of the training of some of our regular med-surg unit nurses and having our people from the ICU go up there, you'd be able to flex up and down and therefore be more efficient. And we'd, in the long run, actually have a better way of keeping people happy in regards to staffing and also keeping the training up and our compliance and competency of a lot of our staff. Now, is it a fait accompli? You know, is it 100% set in stone? No. I mean, we're just in the phases where we're looking at putting monitors, and how many monitors do we put, what type of infrastructure changes need to be made to do that. And I mentioned that, we always mentioned that we're relocating and not closing, because if we look at the acuity of the type of patient that we take care of, that we consider ICU level, if we match that up to similar units and capacities throughout our system, our level of ICU type of patient that we actually put in our ICU actually is equivalent to about a telemetry or a med-surg unit patient at some of our larger hospitals in regards to acuity. So by looking at that, we conceivably, the way we were thinking, we could actually maintain greater than 90 to 95% of the patient load that we see in our ICU and relocate them to another unit, not have to spend millions and millions of dollars in renovating the unit, and actually maintain the jobs of people that we have in our community. So that's kind of our story.
So basically, instead of it being, like calls received, close ICU, it is simply moving ICU and moving it to a wing or a section of the hospital that is even closer to the med-surg unit.
It is the med. It's just half, one half of the med-surg unit would be the... And we've been calling it probably a telemetry unit, because the majority of the people we take care of in our ICU are telemetry level, which would be a level of acuity equivalent to cardiac arrhythmias, sepsis, people like that. So one of the people that, you know, we may in the long run not maintain for a long period of time with a lot of the people that we send out now. The people that are on prolonged ventilators for a period of time, you know, we'll actually have people that are extremely ill, intubate them, stabilize them, and then we move them to some of our sister hospitals where they get the long-term care as a true, you know, high-level sick ICU patient. And that's what we would plan on continuing to do stuff like that.
All right, Mark, I want to thank you for responding so quickly and talking about the about what we just talked about. And I guess I'll speak to you again in another couple of weeks, okay?
Sure, sure. And that's why I want to keep it open and let you know. But really, this is kind of when we walk around and do our unit talks to all the different units, say, look, it's an open secret. We know over the years, you've noted that people, we've been trying to find a solution for this. And we're still working it out, and you know, that's why there's no big formal announcement, because once that formal decision is made and we announce that this is the time that we're going to do it, and we were going to go fully and, you know, come out with and announce all that, but now we're just looking at how do we game it out, how do we do it the right way so we can continue taking care of our patients.
All right, Mark, again, thanks for responding so quickly.